Welcome to the Lynx Junior Golf Academy and episode one of the Tales from the Fairway. When I started thinking about the idea of putting all my learnings into a podcast, it was there were plenty of them, and it was always a case of which was going to be first. But just like the real game of golf, patience is the key. And when I just come now in the in my temporary office of the day to record the first one, it came to me just as quick as that. And the story is be the best you can today and accept it. So why did it come to me today? Well, it's February, UK, and snowing, and I've been taxi driver taking my partner into work at the Pilgrim Hospital in Boston, Lincolnshire. Snow on the ground, and it brought back a memory of the last time I was at the Pilgrim, and that was many years ago. Well, I wasn't actually there. It was a view of it from Boston Golf Club. So it's 25 years ago also, when I was training to be a professional PGA coach, and we had to prove our playing ability playing in local pro-ams and tournaments, but trying to pass our grades. So 25 years ago, it was July, it was roasting hot, and we're walking onto the 16th tee, and very uncharacteristically with my playing partner Nev, it was all very quiet. He's one of those guys that we all know that laughing and joking, telling stories all around the golf course, and even had the ability to tell jokes while hitting his tee shots. But on this day, as I plonked myself down on the tee to wait for the group in front to clear, all was quiet, and Nev was just standing there in silence, something you never heard very often at all. But with that, in Nev fashion, he turns around and goes, "Darren, you see that building over there? I bet there's hundreds of people in that building that would like to play golf as badly as we are today." And I look round, look back quizzically at him, and he goes, "Well, that's Pilgrim Hospital there. And I bet there's hundreds in there that would love to be playing golf today and can't." Never really gave it any more thought at the time, but then in the clubhouse when we finished, and all was done, scores recorded, and it is what it is. And you know, the time to reflect, which I always used to do, I sat there and thought, crikey, Nev's right there. Here I am, sad with the way I played. Yes, it didn't go to plan, but at least it's better than cleaning the golf balls from the driving range back at the golf course. Now, 25 years on, of course, now I know is be the best you can today, go to bed, and be the best you can again today. We've all got to learn how and what the best is on the day, and we've also got to accept it and either do this more of the same the next day, or change things to make the next day the best it can as well. And like I learnt with Nev way back at Boston years ago in the pro-am, with the hundreds of people that love to play golf badly as we were that day, it happens to the best. There's a famous notable time when Jack Nicklaus shot 80 something in the first round of the British Open. And in the interview afterwards, I played the best I could on every shot, and that was the best I could score today. He then went out and shot 65 the following day. So yeah, we can all learn a lot from that story. Be the best today, reflect, adapt, accept, wake up, be the best I can today. So I hope that's got you thinking. It's a great little story, one that I keep telling all my clients at relevant times, both adults and children. Be the best I can, learn,
and be the best.
Thank you for listening, and look forward to chatting with you in the next episode.